Central Region, home of the late president, will tomorrow gather at the Victoria Park to celebrate 1 week of his death. A number of activities have also been lined up in other regions to commemorate the day. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Central Regional Minister, Ama Benyuadu, said the celebration, though optional, is to honor the late president.
Tomorrow we're going to have the 1 week celebration. We may probably start with a small vigil, and then tomorrow we are in touch with the chiefs and the people. We are in touch with the churches. We are in touch with all identifiable groups, political parties, opinion leaders, the family, and the bigger family of NDC and all. And we're going to gather at Victoria Park, and we're having a program where the priests will come and do their prayers. The chiefs will also do their prayers, and few messages will be sent across, and then maybe the family will have to also put in a word or there. But alongside that, the various constituencies and the districts are also having their own 1 week celebration so that the average person can feel this man who has been coming here and has been going to them. You know, our president was a man of peace. So we have also, you know, appealed to the populace that in our period of grief, we should be able to compose ourselves so that we wouldn't, you know, unnecessarily antagonize any other person. So far, this is what is going on. We hope to have a well-befitting one-week celebration for him tomorrow.
So will this celebration be different from the bigger one in Accra?
Accra, that's Accra region doing this. And we, the region where he comes from, are also entitled for our own 1 week celebration. In fact, constituencies and districts are even free to have them. State will be having a fully planned state burial. The state couldn't have also planned another 1 week, celebration. And so the 1 week celebration was optional and given out to the regions and the districts.
Madam Ama Benyuadu paid tribute to the late president. She said President Mills stood for peace and humility. She recalled some memories about the late president.
Indeed, the late president for me was not known to me when we met in politics. I have known the late president from about the early 80s. When we were both in the University of Ghana, he as a lecturer and I used to work in the clerical side. The interesting part about the prof is that while people segregated, you know, because on the university campus we have three strata of personnel. We had the university lecturers, and popular known senior members, we had the senior staff, and then we had, you know, those below the rank and file, the class and the others, you know. And the old professor was a man who easily mixed up with almost all the strata of the society on the university campus. I do remember that two times he presided over the elections of the union, of the university union, TEWU, Teachers and Education Workers Union, of the University of Ghana. So it tells you the kind of person he is. And that is where I had my encounter with him, because I was also an activist on campus. So when I met him in politics, he was an old senior brother I have known before. And you all know how I traversed the country with him, and how we used to, you know, meet as a group and discuss things and all that. His peaceful nature, the advice he used to give us, you know, the man is a man that will not hurt a fly. This is a man who was so much focused. He would always ask and tell me, "Oh, Ama, look at the poverty that our people are really facing. We hope that God, in his own wisdom, will be able to help us do something for them." And often he will call you from Accra and ask, "Auntie Ama, how are things getting on?" So this is a man who cared so much for the ordinary person. This is a man who did not, you know, hold his own. This is a man that, despite all the education that he had, you know, quite a lot of relationship with the ordinary Ghanaian. Market women, clerks, messengers, everybody. And so that is how I know him of. And particularly the peace that he so much espoused. the peace that we all know we need for the development of our nations and for the growing up of the ordinary person. And so this is a man that we've lost, a man of peace who had indeed died in peace. And I'm so happy for him that we can celebrate his life. For me, yes, the tears have been wiped off because he's a man that we should rather celebrate. And we're going to celebrate him.
Central Regional Minister Ama Benyuwa-Doe.